Yes, I think that what happened was that the talk that I presented at a TEDx conference in London and a talk that my colleague Rupert Sheldrake presented at the same conference in London, his talk was called The Science Delusion and my talk was called The War on Consciousness, that these two talks went up on the TEDx YouTube channel after the conference, received large numbers of views. My talk received more than 132,000 views. And then, because they appeared to annoy some scientists who advise TED, were removed from the TEDx YouTube channel. And this caused a huge furore on the internet and put TED under a great deal of pressure to explain what they'd done. And lo and behold, it turned out they really couldn't explain what they'd done. But they just didn't like those talks. Now look, I mean, they're a free and independent entity and they can choose to host on their channel whatever they like or not host it as the case may be. But by choosing not to host these talks, I think that they did inadvertently spark a debate. And that is a debate between a very materialist, reductionist view of science, and a new view of science, which is emerging, and particularly on the subject of consciousness, and the notion that consciousness can just be reduced to an epiphenomenon of brain activity, which is the fundamental creed of materialist science, has been deeply challenged. And I think that what was important about TED wasn't so much me or Rupert Sheldrake. I think it was the fact that the subjects we discussed relating to consciousness got a much wider exposure as a result of this, and it made people think that maybe the materialist reductionist way of thinking about these things isn't the only way to go. So in a sense, by trying to reduce the exposure of what we had to say, TED actually did the opposite and increased the exposure.